Ruffins with a song for the season. Thank you for all the kind words about our traditional holiday show together. We've got a Lambert Hendricks and Ross song coming up in a moment. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM Keysport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to our own player, as well as TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our Listen by Phone number, a unique service. You can simply call 631-359-8728. A very quick thank you if you have supported us during our year-end donor drive. We've had a great start, and with about 11 days left before the end of the year, it looks to be that we will make our goals with your support if you haven't already. We've heard from 171 people thus far, with a total approaching $45,700. One of the coolest things is about 20% of those donations are from people that have never supported SLB before. They've said that they're either new to our programs and enjoy them, or in some cases, and this happens quite often, you could be a long-time listener and never knew that contributions are one of the ways we keep our nonprofit running. I know that's happened to me with organizations whose work I value. It just never occurred to me that I could help support them. We've had contributions ranging from $5 all the way up to $1,000. The amount's up to you. You can easily make a contribution at slbradio.org/donate, or you can make one by phone right now at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
Baby, 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 baby
words by Walt Kelly of Pogo fame, sung by Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you so much to Sherry of Crafton for your contribution at slbradio.org/donate. Live music coming up with Devin Sharma after John Hartford.
Bonfire on the bank, hard bend to the right, on the lower Mississippi, full moon tonight, where the Spanish moss hangs from the trees, down in Louisiana on Christmas Eve. That muddy water never quite comes clear. When I try to give a reason, why I wanna be here. Ain't you got no family?
Ain't you got no family?
No place to be.
No place to be.
Out on the river.
Out on the river.
On Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve.
Reflections on this clear black night, watching the shoreline come into sight. I wanna hear steam, I just wanna feel wind, to see the pitman arm come around again.
That muddy water
comes clear.
Never quite comes clear.
When I try to give a reason,
when I try to give a reason,
oh, I wanna be here.
Why I wanna be here.
Ain't you got no family?
Ain't you got no family?
No place to be.
No place to be.
Out on the river.
Out on the river.
On Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve.
Out on the river.
Out on the river.
On Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve.
From the album Me Oh My, How the Time Does Fly, at least that particular track came from that album. That's John Hartford. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. I was mentioning just a moment ago to Devin Sherman, who you're about to hear from, and to Chad Green, our technical director, that when I went to bed last night, I had narrowed down our holiday library to 9 hours of music that we would play this morning for a six-hour program. That's how hard it can be. I want to try to play favorites of yours that I don't think you'll hear many other places, like the song, actually the last two songs we've heard. I hope I've been able to get to as many as I can. We'll have a couple near the end of the program too. We have live music right now from somebody who's been with us before, but it's been a minute, 6 or 7 years since Devin's been with us. He will feature some selections on guitar They're instrumental. It's going to be fun because they're also innovative. My memory is there's a lot of improvisation to his work and sounds that also may be only heard here. We'll talk with him after his first selection and between the others, but we'll get started with listening. Here is Devin Sherman. Devin Sherman, is there a name? You know, as you do these improvisational works, I assume you've named them.
Yeah. They are largely improvisational, but they are kind of structured tunes. So I like to think of them in the way you might think of a bluegrass tune or a jazz tune, even though they're not necessarily bluegrass or jazz. So I kind of have a tune to them, and I do name them. So that piece I just played is called Embers Afloat.
Before I go too far, I can see it, and I'll take a picture of it and post it shortly. But tell me about the guitar that you're playing.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for asking about this. This is actually, to me, a new guitar. And it's built by a luthier in Bedford County, where I'm from. His name's Mike Schaefer. And he builds these really beautifully crafted instruments, and they have some unique items on them, as far as like the inlays on the fretboard and the rosette and really, really great woodwork in general. But this guitar is actually his 100th guitar, so it's kind of a special instrument to him, I think. And I think he put a little more, care into some of the items. So the top, the wood here, it's actually from a spruce tree that he cut down in his own yard. And he doesn't always do that, but he told me he got a few tops out of this piece of wood that he cut. So, yeah, it's a really nice instrument. I'm really happy with it.
And the neck is beautiful, too. It's sort of a blondish neck. Often you see necks that are more walnut in color. It's a great guitar. I'll take a picture and a little video so you can see Devin playing. Devin was raised in Bedford, and you live in Bedford. Once again, when did you start playing guitar?
I got my first guitar on my, just after my 9th birthday.
Wow. So,
yeah. It was Christmas, and I'm born in November, so it was right after my 9th birthday, got my first guitar, and, you know, I started taking lessons when I was about 11. I'm 38 now, so however long that is.
That's a long time. Your family must have known that you wanted a guitar.
Yeah.
Anybody else musical in your family?
There are creative people in my family. No one else has been as crazy about being a musician as I have been. You know?
So you're 8 years old, and you know you want a guitar. Mm-hmm. Where did that passion, interest come from, do you think?
Well, you know, on the radio, we have the local rock stations, and at the time, for me, it was AC/DC, of all things. So you hear Angus Young, you know, you might see a video, and you just think, that's the coolest thing ever.
I want to be that guy, so they're getting an electric guitar, maybe.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow, that's taken a lot of courage. They probably got you headphones, too.
Yeah, I definitely had headphones. I'm still encouraged to use headphones to this day.
You can learn more about Devin's music at devinsherman.bandcamp.com, which will have information about him. He also has a couple gigs coming up, one in Bedford, one in Altoona. We'll give you details on that a little later this morning, so you can jot them down if need be. What would you like to play next?
So one thing I like to do is incorporate electronics into what I do with the improvisation. So I'm going to play a tune now that incorporates a few different effects, but this one's called Four Friends. Thank you.
That is Stephen Chairman, and he's by himself, so I hope you were able to get a sense of the looping that he was doing as he played, which I've always been fascinated watching people do that. Was that hard to figure out how to do?
Not really. Necessarily, it's hard to get the timing right sometimes, but I think because of the limitations of it, you start to listen to what's happening and respond to that.
Yeah, it's probably because you're in your own head, it's not as hard as you know what you're going to do. As one listens, though, it's like how did he do that? How did he know he was going to go there? How did this genre, call it a genre, you could call it New Age or instrumental, how did you come to be curious about what's possible in terms of creating music in this particular space?
Yeah, as you remember, the last time I was on the show, that was 7 or 8 years ago, I was involved with chamber music ensembles, and ever since I went to school and studied classical guitar, I've been really interested in contemporary music and music that is written with a lot of times improvisatory factors into it. So, you know, it might be graphic scores with the dots on a page and you interpret those dots in some way, or, you know, there might be just written instructions that tell you what to do, or the composer might write out a phrase and they give you the freedom to elaborate on that. So that's kind of what kicked it off, is I was doing all this music that was pushing me to think differently and not just play what's written on the page by the composer. And I found that really exciting. And when I started getting into this project, what I'm doing now has roots in the past 10 years. I was doing some of this stuff, but I wasn't really performing out with it. But when I started getting interested in this, I was thinking, well, I love all this other music, blues, folk, jazz, you know, and I want to try to push myself as a player to play some of these things, but can I combine it with this general idea of improvisation and staying open and letting my ears tell me what to do next and just following it? So, yeah.
That's a challenge to put upon yourself, and you've done a great job. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for doing it, and thank you to John. The listeners, longtime listeners, John and Gloria Sofranco of Grantsville, Maryland, who aren't always near our signal these days. But John wrote, and John, thank you for your contribution and for your note too during our December donor drive. And you can always follow suit at slbradio.org/donate or by calling us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Devin is going to be in Bedford, January 16th, at the Bedford Arts Cooperative with, is it Croker Norge? Am I reading that correctly?
Correct. Yep.
A band?
It's another individual.
Oh, yeah. With the name of Croker. That's a good name.
Yeah.
that's a great name, Croker. Like, and then also in Altoona, January 24th, is part of Arts Altoona. You've got a new release coming out?
Yes, it was just released 2 weeks ago.
Oh, congratulations. It's called Tangled Journey. And you can learn more about all of these things at Devin, D-E-V-I-N, Sherman.bandcamp.com. I know you've got a couple more to do. What would you like to do next?
So if you don't mind, I will do something that's a little more free, not necessarily defined, if I could just kind of improvise something in this moment.
I do not mind at all. By the way, I'm going to put a little video of Devin up on our Facebook page. So if you've been wondering what his guitar looks like, I did get some of the pedals in there too. You can just visualize that a little bit better. So here again, Devin Sherman. Devin Sherman, what a journey as you played these. I get a sense that sometimes you've got a sense of what, it sounds like you're taking a trip. You know where you want to eventually end up, but you might take different roads. Or is that a good analogy?
Yeah, I think so. It's kind of like conversation. We have phrases that we use all the time and words that we go to as individuals. So I find myself doing that, and I'll hear myself play things a certain way, and I'm like, okay, I did that, and now what's this making me think of? And then I do arrive at a arrival point, and I think, okay, let's build this a little bit and kind of see where it goes and if I like it. Yeah.
Now, we mentioned this one gig on January 16th where you'll be paired with Croker Norge. Mm-hmm. Do you collaborate with other musicians often, and do you ever do so in this style where the other musician is also improvising?
Yeah, I do actually. I was here not too long ago in Pittsburgh at Bantha T-Bar, And I shared a show with a local guitarist, Eric Cirelli. And
Eric's quite good.
Yeah, Eric is an amazing guitarist, and he can play pretty much anything with anybody. And we shared a show. We did a lot of solos together, and then at the end we played a few together. And I really liked the result of that, so we haven't set a date yet, but we are talking about maybe doing a show where we do a bunch of duos. It'll be in Pittsburgh, and if anybody, you know, hears about it through the grapevine, those details will come out eventually here.
Excellent. We'll make sure we pass those along, too. I know you have one more. We had talked about the number. There's time for two if you want to do two more.
Sure.
But that's up to you. These songs have got to be... you're making them look easy, but I want to be sure we... respect them and give you the space you need.
Sure.
But if you can do two, yeah. That's great. I'm also realizing I'm not asking you titles because I'm so mesmerized by the music itself. What was the title of what you just played?
Well, I haven't titled it yet. That was, I wanted to do something here on the air that was just kind of how I explore these things. Maybe I'll come back to it and have a title for it,
And the one ahead of that, or prior to that?
Before that was Four Friends, and that is on the new album, Tangled Journey.
Thank you, and my apologies. I'm sometimes listening to the lyrics of a song. I'm so interested in the title. Here, I'm just curious about how is he making these sounds happen? So we'll get a couple more. Here's the first of those. Once again, Devin Sherman.
Yeah. And I'll just say the title off for this one. This one's called Twisted Pines.
Devin Sherman, Twisted Pines. Megan Valley is one of our great folks who works here. And Grandma Babe is out there. Hello. I know everything. She's listening. And Megan's mom, Suze, there she is. And sister Caitlin, I see you out there. Thank you. I'm glad they're here visiting for the holidays. I'm glad Megan brought her here. And then there's somebody who's listening really intently, whose name is Elena. Who might that be?
Elena. That's my partner.
Okay, I see her there listening. The video of you is up, the short video on Facebook to take a look at if you're curious. I think it's remarkable to watch how Devin does this. DevinSherman.bandcamp.com is how you can get more details. I'm glad you can do one more. Is there anything else you'd like to say about anything, your music, anything you're doing?
Yeah, no, thank you so much for having me on the show again. It's good to be back. I appreciate the support and the opportunity to share what I'm doing. I think that's about it. This last one I'm going to play is, it's not on this album, but it is on my Bandcamp, so you'll see it on the previous recording I did. And the project, I actually do have a name for it. It's called Devin's Mostly Not Blue. So if you ever see that, that'll be kind of like what you see on the posters for what I'm doing with this project. But this last tune is called Too Much Tweed. And that's partly because I have a Fender Stratocaster, is my electric guitar. It's not with me today, but also a Fender amp. And they both have this yellow tweed on them. And I was just looking at my apartment one day and I was like, I've got this yellow tweed everywhere and there's just too much of it. So. Thank you.
That's Devin Sherman. I could see you composing for soundtracks or play it along with movies. Have you done that?
Well, speaking of collaborations, it's something I'm quite interested in, and you'd asked about it. I am working on with a playwright to do music for a play of hers, so I'm very excited about that. That's still in production. We're just kind of in the introductory phases of that.
But. Well, that's great. Again, devinsherman.bandcamp.com, Tangled Journey, the new album. Thank you so much for being here today.
Of course, thanks, Larry.
And speaking of thank yous, thank you to longtime listener Dick Stumptious for your generous support of SLB in just the last few minutes by way of PayPal. And also thank you to Alexander Gordon for your support. And you can follow suit if you care to by calling us now. Our phones are open. We don't have to whisper while the music is playing, and you don't have to miss any of the live music. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234, which actually works out to be 1-888-SLB-RADIO if you experiment with it that way. You can also go to slbradio.donate. Check that, slbradio.org/donate. We have a song for the solstice coming up, as well as one for Hanukkah. Thank you for being along with us here at SLB.
will come again, but no one knows exactly when. Still the sun's a long lost friend on the longest night of the year. We stare into the firelight while December beats outside, where the darkest hearts reside on the longest night of the year. So keep me safe and hold me tight. Let the candle burn all night. Tomorrow, welcome back the light. It was the longest night of the year. Small, bright and shiny like a ball. Seems I don't know much at all on the longest night of the year. We press our faces to the glass and see our little lives go past. Wave to shadows that we cast on the longest night of the year. So keep me safe and hold me tight. Night of the year. On the longest night of the year. So keep me safe and hold me tight. Let the candle burn all night. Tomorrow, welcome back the light. It was the longest night of the year. So keep me safe, hold me tight. Let the candle burn all night. Tomorrow, welcome back the light. After the longest night of the year.
Well, tomorrow is the winter solstice. Sunday, December 21st. 10:03 a.m. if you're particular. Great to have you with us this morning. Here's one of the songs we traditionally close our holiday shows with.
Once in a year, it is not far amiss to visit our neighbors and sing out like this. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We want some figgy pudding. We want some figgy pudding. We want some figgy pudding and a cup of good cheer. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. So bring it out here. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. In a year, it is not thought amiss to visit our neighbors and sing out like this. Of friendship and love, good neighbors abound, and peace and goodwill the whole year around.
Pace, salut,
salam,
shalom.
The words mean the same. Have Christmas the whole year around.
There you have the Weavers at the Saturday Light Brigade. And here you have Louis Jordan and his orchestra.
May every day be Christmas, and every day be blessed. Let the end of every day be filled with happiness. And may the Lord be good to you with every rising sun. All through the day, have a smile for everyone. At nighttime comes a longing to be with ones you love, to sit around the fireside and dream of stars above. So may God bless you and keep you, come what may. Then every day will be a happy day.
Our show is booked by Ty Chorosky, technical associate Ella Storm did today's mix. Our technical director is Chad Green. Our education team includes Alexa Bosick, nice to see her here today. Grace Anderson, Alex Bennett, Megan Valley, and Joseph Kukula, as well as Ben Rutkowski. Joseph manages our Youth Media Center. Director of Operations is Robert Gray. Ricky Berger is director of me. This is Larry Berger. We'll be here live with you next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.
Stars above. So may God bless you and keep you, come what may. Then every day will be a happy day. May good times come to you every day.
business and innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 12 o'clock.
He's the man. Someone found a lighted house.